Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Biden and senior Republicans have expressed cautious optimism that a deal could be reached on raising the government's borrowing limit to avoid a potentially calamitous default on US debt. After emergency talks in Washington, both sides said significant obstacles still remained, but nevertheless a way forward could be found. Here's the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy.
I did think this one was a little more productive. We're a long way apart, but what changed in this meeting was the president has now selected two people from his administration to directly negotiate with us, and we've got a short time frame here to try to find out how we could come to an agreement. That doesn't mean we're going to get to an agreement. All it means is I think the process is a better process, is something I've been requesting for a long time, that gives us a structure to actually be more productive, but a short time frame to get it done.
The head of the firm that created the artificial intelligence tool ChatGPT has said he fears that AI could cause significant harm to the world. Sam Altman was testifying before a panel of senators in the US. Professor Gary Marcus, an expert on AI from New York University, also testified and said it was essential that guidelines were drawn up before it's too late.
Humanity has taken a back seat. AI is moving incredibly fast with lots of potential, but also lots of risks. We obviously need government involved, and we need the tech companies involved, both big and small. But we also need independent scientists, not just so that we scientists can have a voice, but so that we can participate directly in addressing the problems and evaluating solutions. And not just after products are released, but before.
The National Assembly in Ecuador has begun an impeachment trial against President Guillermo Lasso, who's been accused of embezzling funds from public companies. The president told the legislature that all information shows he's unquestionably innocent. He accused the left-wing opposition of creating a fictitious and useless conflict. The latest results in the Progress in International Reading Literacy study has shown that 8 out of 10 South African school children struggle to read by the age of 10. Camilla Mills has this report.
South Africa came lowest in the assessment of 57 countries, which is based on tests carried out every 5 years, with Singapore ranking first. The South African education minister blamed the COVID pandemic as schools were closed for roughly a year. She also said the country's education system was faced with significant historical challenges, including poverty, inequality, and inadequate infrastructure. She went on to say that many primary schools neglect reading for comprehension and making sense of written words, as teachers focus on oral performance instead.
Camilla Mills with that report. BBC News. One of the world's biggest car makers has called on the British government to renegotiate part of the Brexit deal, warning that otherwise there could be significant job losses in its UK operations. Stellantis makes Vauxhall, Peugeot, Citroën and Fiat. It had planned to open 2 Vauxhall plants in the UK, but now says it will be unable to meet that commitment, as our business editor Faisal Islam reports.
The giant said those investments were predicated on meeting the strict terms of the post-Brexit free trade deal that from next year, 45% of the value of an electric car should originate in the UK or EU to qualify for trade without tariffs. We are now unable to meet these rules, the company states, after the surge in raw materials costs during the pandemic and energy crises. Our request to government is to gain agreement with the EU to maintain the current rules until 2027. If not, from next year, trade between the UK and EU would be subject to 10% tariffs, making exports uncompetitive.
State media in North Korea have reported that the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, has inspected a military satellite station. The report also said he'd approved the next steps of the plan by a special committee dedicated to launching North Korea's first military intelligence satellite. Research suggests gaining weight in early adulthood increases a man's risk of dying from prostate cancer later in life. The findings were based on the analysis of data from more than 250,000 men in Sweden. They calculated that weight gain, over 0.5 kilogram per year, was associated with a 10% greater risk of aggressive prostate cancer. In football, Inter Milan have reached their first European Champions League final for 13 years, after beating AC Milan in the two-leg semi-final. Inter's Lautaro Martinez scored the only goal on Tuesday, giving them a 3-0 aggregate win over their City rivals. BBC News.